Kumlan Black and Mother, we're up to Daf Ches Amral, the Mishnah. Hazoidik Evan the Shusarab, somebody throws a stone into the Shusarabi, Vahara getting killed one of the passers by, Yare is a goalie, go to Golis. He wasn't really asked, why is that goalie? That's almost like, it's almost like a mazid. After you threw the stone, the guy was not there when you threw the stone. Then he stuck his head out of the kibla and he got it on his head. He's a potter, you are a potter. And machleks with a chamag, you're not. Zorek, I said, Evan lechatzeda, you threw the stone into his own chatzeda, and he killed somebody. If the victim had a right to be there, then goyle, then you go to Golis. But if he had no right to be there, then you go to my property, I can do whatever I want. That he and you met him, encountered him in the forest. What's so unique about a forest? Everyone had a right to be there. You both had a right to be there. Yotze chatzeda balabayis, the exception is the chotzer of the balabayis. She ain't the shusla nizik lechonisham. Nizik has no right to be there, so I'm not therefore liable to go to Golis. And the Adam cannot touch me or anything. It's my property. Abba Sholem, Abba Sholem says, no. You know what you learn from Yara? Lav dafka tzamachlekes, tzamachlekes l'shoini. Ma hatovas eitim l'shus. Just like in the forest, you're chopping wood. You don't have to, but you want to, for firewood, whatever. Av kol l'shus. If you're doing any activity, which is only l'shus, and you did it by mistake, kill someone by mistake, you go to Golis. Yotze ha'ova makib. If a father is disciplining his son, he gives him a smack, he belts him, and he kills a kid. Or harav ha'reide es ha'tamidim. Or a student, or a teacher who's mastering and ruling over his student, and he whips him, whatever it is, and he kills him. The shliach bezin or shliach bezin machleik is either during the lashes, or the doctor said to him, you can only take 30 lashes, and gave him 31. Or when he calls him to summons, they didn't tell you, the guy refuses to come, and he beats him. All of these cases, machleik is shayin. And he killed him, so he's doing a mitzvah, he is potter. Says the Gemara, l'rishu sarabim. First of all, in the first case, he threw sarabim, mezid, chamezid. He threw a stone. Of course, that's foolish, and that's definitely considered negligence. Talking about you broke your wall down, and one of the rocks from the wall came crashing out, hit somebody. He should have looked before he threw the wall down, before he had the wall collapse. Who was on the other side? At night. What kind of excuse is that? You should still peer on the other side and see what's happening. The other side of the wall was basically a tip. The only people that go there are people throwing out the garbage. What's this tip? If there are a lot of people there, pasheyu, then he was negligent. Nobody goes there to honest. So there's nobody supposed to be there. Then why is he a shaygi? He should be an honest. Shaygi is in between oinus and mezid. It's a tip that people generally only go at night to throw out the garbage. Nobody throws the garbage there during the day. However, if he did it during the day, you'd be an oinus. But the ikra, some people, the mikra, it happens truthfully, the yosef and they come there and sit down. While they're there, nobody goes there during the day. The ikra, the mikra, yosef. Some people go there and sit down for a minute or two. And place it down there. So therefore, he's a shaygig. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if the guy stuck his head out after you threw it, you're not a shaygig, you don't go to Golis. How do you know? Tell about me, learn. It says in Pasik, if you go in your forest and you're chopping down wood, and it says in Pasik, umotza esre eyu uva mace. It encountered your friend. Umotza sounds like that he found somebody that was already there before. Motza prat. Motza means I was there already and you just found him. Prat le mamtzis atzma. The exception is if mamtzis atzma, the guy was not there before when you threw it, he came out afterwards. So motza sounds like past tense. First you threw the stone out there, and then suddenly the guy stuck his head out. At the time he threw the stone, he wasn't there. Umotza means he was there before, you didn't see it. We keep the potty at potter. Remember the motza mikonamasa. So what do you tell me? The word motza means that already happened. But I mean, let me ask you a question. It says in posse, if a person, you know, sells as their chuzah and he didn't have any money, he didn't have any relatives who can redeem it. Eventually he made some money, and the lush in the posse is umotza kadegu. And he found the money in order to redeem his property. So we learn from this that matza prat le matza. We learn the puvaker. Matza means he found money now. If he had money at the time when he sold it, he didn't have to sell it. He wanted to sell it. And now he had charata, he does not have the right to buy back. The purchaser doesn't have to sell back to him. Matza says that now he found money. You learn by golas that a matza means he was already there before and then you threw the stone. That's when you go to golas. But if he came now, you don't go to golas. Here we learn puvaker. Matza means that now you found money, so therefore you can buy it back. back. But if you didn't fight, if you had money all along, you didn't bother paying, didn't bother using it, then you have no right to buy back.
The Kaitzim Godish was there previously.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, that's why the guy's chayev, a maavid.
Yeah, but by
you
Adam,
light a fire in your house right next to the other guy's kotsu.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by Adam Ulaylam, we don't have any of these exceptions.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but that's different. So what did they do with matzah there? I don't know. Well, matzah, the Imam Gemara Hakainas there, we learned all that drush there about that it attacks the tzaddikim first, and because of the kites, because of the shayim. If you already had the money, he shouldn't sell a field that's far away, and then vigo bekarv. And then when he moves close or whatever it is, he wants to redeem it back. He can't do that. Only if he just found the money now. Or barov, he could be offered a bad, and now he wants to buy it back when it's better. There's no rules. You have to look at the context. Over there, look at the pasuk there. It says if he sigi biyada, he made money. Ma he sigi biyada mahasha. He made money means he made money. Af matzanami mahasha. So when he found the ability, it means he found the ability. Hachem in yonder the cross. If a matzah means now, over here by Golus, again by the case in the forest, the chopping wood. It's umatza dumiliyaj like the forest. Ma yan midid isim mikada. The forest was there before you came there. Af matzanami midid mikada. So matzah means he came across that person. That person was there already before as well. So anyway, right there, Hazoidi gets to Evan and he throws a stone. So what does the Mishnah say? Abba Shaul says that the only time you go to Golos is if you were chopping or doing something which is a Rishus. If you're doing something which is a mitzvah, then you don't go to Golos. Who told you the Mechatovas Eitzim? Abba Shaul said when you're chopping wood and Rishus, what, you have no examples of chopping wood which is a mitzvah? I'll give you a few examples. Dilma Mechatovas Eitzim the Sukkah. Maybe chopping wood for a Sukkah which is a mitzvah. So Yimbara right now has a half a minute that not only building the sukkah is a mitzvah, even chopping the wood to get to the sukkah is also part of the mitzvah. Not achana. It's a mitzvah.
Well, it's not even
machshir. It's not even
the
sukkah is, as I said, the positive chag of sukkah is tasa lecha. Tasa means you should do it. Simple. The mitzvah
but
to make it.
But binyan mitzvah is not a sukkah. I'm not a binyan
100%. The Gemara is saying right here, not only the binyan mitzvah is a sukkah.
You're saying the achana to the binyan.
Is a mitzvah. Then going to the store to buy. One second, wait a second. Just have a minute, one second.
So we answer the whole thing, we answer this because when you sit in the Sugalash of a Sukkah, that covers everything.
The Gemara Yishami says you should make a Baruch Halasas. Our Gemara says you make a Shechiyonu even while you're building the Sukkah, which means that that's already part of the mitzvah. Anyway, I'll see you in a minute. We'll learn it actually together afterwards. When Mechatovas ate in the Maroch, and also chopping the wood from Maroch. It's not only that the Maroch itself is a mitzvah, but chopping the wood is part of the mitzvah. And maybe that's what the case was, that you were chopping wood in the forest for these things, these two things, and you have to go to Golos, even a mitzvah. I'm like, even the imatza chot. He said, no. You can't say it's a mitzvah to chop wood for the sukkah. What happens if you found wood already chopped up? Do you have a mitzvah to buy wood for the sukkah? Or you can use that chopper wood. If you already have chopper wood for the marocha, you have mitzvah to go chop new wood, or you can use existing wood. Is that i.e. that the chopping is only a hachana to the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah itself? So Rabbi Shaul is right. There is no mitzvah of chopping wood. Kivan di matzah chotuv. If he found wood already chopped, la mitzvah. There is no longer a mitzvah to chop new wood for the sukkah. Hashanami la mitzvah. So even if there is no wood available and you have to chop the wood, it's not a mitzvah. It's only a hechshe mitzvah. It's only a chon mitzvah. Look at Rashi. Very famous Rashi. Remember this Rashi of Chesam Ral. 7 lines at the bottom. Big chiddush in Rashi. Hashanami. The first conclusion is there is no mitzvah of chopping wood. Says Rashi. Hashanami. Even if he didn't find any chopped up wood, there's no mitzvah chopping up the wood. The building of the sukkah itself is the mitzvah. So what does Rashi clearly say here? It's a mitzvah to build a sukkah on Erev Sukkos. Big chiddush in Rashi. It's more Yishalmi, but this is the Rashi here. Remember, we all know we're in Bavli, it's a Rashi here. Also, it's a little Mishnah Shavuot. But here, the Rashi here. Tell you what, right? Hey, that's a question. It says in the Mishnah, if a father beats a son, whatever it is, or a teacher who disciplines his student, the Shlir Bezen, Alochayda, you're saying, because they have to do the mitzvah. What about if the kid is no longer learning? Is there still a mitzvah to discipline the kid? No. So even now, the kid is still need to be disciplined. Why do you have a mitzvah? Just like the same word you said before, that if you already have chopped wood, you don't have to chop anymore. Over here also, if the kid would have been disciplined, already finished learning, you don't have a mitzvah. So even when he is learning, it's not a mitzvah. It's not like a heksha mitzvah. They should learn. Let's say, if the kid would have finished learning, lav mitzvah is no longer a mitzvah to discipline him. Hashanami lav mitzvah. Even now, when you're teaching him, there's no mitzvah to discipline. It's only a heksha mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah. Mitzvah is to teach him Torah. It's a heksha mitzvah that he should discipline him. Says, no, Hashem, you're wrong. over there, afagav the gomim mitzvah. Even if he finished learning, there's a mitzvah for a father to discipline his child, for a teacher to continue disciplining their student. See, it says in Pasik, Yase bincha, you should discipline your child, the inichecha, and you should, I guess, lead him, the yitin madani nafshecha, and eventually he'll give you sweets back to you. In other words, you'll have nachas. Never let up. Hodor Amarabba says, Rabba, that was the first answer he gave. Hodor, he says, Labarabba says, Lab Milsi. What I just said is not right. I have a better answer. The Amri, it says in Pasik, Vashe Yavai. This whole discussion about Sukkah was from Rabba. And Rabba said, since you've already found chopped wood, there's no mitzvah, so even when you're chopping wood, there's no mitzvah. Rabba said, I could give him an answer. You want to know how to shust? It says, Vashe Yavai Esreyeyu Bayar. It says in Pasik, you're going into the forest. And it says, Vashe Yavai Esreyeyu. He went to the, your friend went into the forest. The Eboy Ayil, the Eboy Loyal. Sounds like you have a choice. Whether you want to enter, you don't want to enter. Because it says, Asher. Asher means choice. That you did. You decided to. You don't have to. Asher, you decided to go in. The boy has a choice. He has to go to the forest. Chop wood for the sukkah. Is it I? We're not talking about case of a mitzvah. We're talking about Asher. He elected to go into the forest. Yeah, so you made a new chiddush now. Every time it says Asher, means you have a choice. You tell me every time it says the word Asher means that you decided to do it, which means you have a choice. It says, Ish Asher Yitma, a person became Tommy. It says Asher, as if he became Tommy by choice. Didn't go to the mikveh to cleanse himself. And then he goes to the base of mikveh, she gets kodesh. Sounds like. Since he had a choice to come to me, not he walks the base of mitzvah. Talking person gets cut. What happens if he was buried somewhere as a mitzvah? There he didn't have a choice; he had to become tummy. Maybe if he walks the base of mitzvah, he's not chayiv kares because it says asher. Asher means only when he had a reshus.
Isn't the choice whether or not he goes into the mikdash?
No, asher. What's the pasuk say? Ish asher yitma. The choice is to become tummy. Exactly. So meis mitzvah, the loy sagi, the loy mitami. Because the meis mitzvah, you have no breda, you have to come to a mitzvah. According to you, hachinami the potter. If he walks in the meis mitzvah afterwards, she potter. The moshani hasan number kro. It says in pasuk, tome yiye. It says anybody who's tome goes in the meis mitzvah. Says tome yiye. He get caught for that. Tome yiye. What tome yiye? He's always tome in all circumstances. Mikom mokum. Yiye means in all circumstances. So you have a pasuk afterwards that cancels the asher. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? We need the year for something else altogether. Don't we need? Look at time you learn. Tame year. The rabba is that not only if you're full fledged tame, but even at full yom, you already went to the mikveh. You're just waiting for the sun to set. And after the mikveh, an hour before sunset, you decide to go to the mikveh. You said you're still chayv kodesh. We would have thought that maybe because you mitigated the tumen and you're definitely going to become tired an hour, you said you don't get kodesh. It says tame year in all respects. Boy, what does boy come tell you? Tumase boy. Le rabbi is mechusik purim. Even if he had har shemesh, if he also has to wait to bring a carbon the following morning, if he goes in the base of mikdash that night or in the morning before he wears carbon, he's chayiv kodesh. So we need the yiyah and the tumase boy for that. So therefore, vasher akod yumi is a choice. If he went for a meis mitzvah, he shouldn't chayiv kodesh. I'm allowed no ma'oid ka amina. He says. It says in the pasuk, oid to mosi boy. Oid is an extra pasuk. So I use the word oid to tell you a tful yoim. To mosi boy to tell you a chuzik purim. What I do with the tamei yihye? To tell you mikol makum. To tell you that even if you went for meis mitzvah and you go to meis mitzvah, you are liable. So that therefore, asher means you have a choice. Yep. Ika the masla, others learn this whole discussion with Rabban and Rav. Is aha on the following discussion, totally different discussion. It says in the pasuk, "Bechodesh 6 days you should work, and the 7th day you should rest." Bechodesh uvekotze tishbois. Yeah, it says Bechodesh uvekotze tishbois. That from the plowing and from the harvesting you should rest. And we had a machlek in Rosh Hashanah and a few places, and also a little bit rochad. We had a machlek is whether it's talking about Shabbos, because luchayit it sounds like Shesh Yom you should work, and 7 days is Shabbos, or talking about Shemitah. The problem with Shabbos is there's 39 malachas. Why single out these two malachas you should rest? What about everything else? That's why the Tanaim learned it has to do with Shemitah.
Which is the agricultural, you know, the Chodesh Uvekotze.
Yeah, the Chodesh Uvekotze. Tishboy, and then what's the Chodesh Uvekotze? Kiva says, Einu tzarech loy me cannot say. It doesn't mean Chodesh Shal Shvius. Vekotze Shal Shvius. It doesn't mean Shemitah. We're talking about Shemitah, because Shemitah, because for Shabbat we don't need to, right? Because everyone knows why they sing all these two malachas. What about Shemitah? No, if it's Shemitah, what do you need a pasuk to tell you that you shouldn't plow, you shouldn't harvest? It says, Sodcha le'sizma, kamach le'sizma. We already know you're not allowed to harvest. El, the chiddush here is, the union of Taisus, afilu chori shel erev shvius. Hanichlo de shvius, that even if you're plowing erev shvius, that goes into shvius. You shouldn't plow the end of the 6th year, which is going to help grow in the 7th year. Nor things that grew in Shemitah, you should not harvest in Matzah Shviyas. If a third of it was ready in Shemitah, you're not allowed to harvest, because this is called Taisus. From here, we learn the concept of Taisus Shabbos, right? From the Chodesh Katzah Tishbos, we learn the concept of Taisus, according to the one opinion. The other opinion learned out from V'nisim, Es Nafshe Seichem B'Tisha L'Chodesh, when you're in Kippur. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds not only Shabbos, nor Shemitah, and the teacher that did not Taisus. However, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says, talk about Shabbos. You asked me a question, why are we talking about these two malachas? To tell you, ma chodesh, just like plowing. Just like you have chodesh, you have katzer. Katzer can be a mitzvah. Sometimes your harvest is a mitzvah. For the oimek, tzidus oimek is a mitzvah. But there's never a mitzvah for chodesh. There's never a mitzvah to plow. Because if you already have land that's plowed good enough, you don't have to plow new land. So ma chodesh, just like plowing, you never have an instance where you have an example of a mitzvah by plowing. Therefore, it's always a reshus. And that you now do on Shabbos. Av kotzer, what kind of kotzer do I forbid you to do on Shabbos? Only the reshus. But if you have a kotzer of mitzvah, yotzer, kotzer, or oimer, shu mitzvah, if you have a mitzvah of oimer, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos itself. How do I know? Because that's the chodesh of a kotzer tishbo, is that the only kind of kotzer is on Shabbos is if it's similar to a chodesh. Which is what? When there's no mitzvah over there. But the mitzvah is different. So the Gemara, so now starts the discussion. Well, you tell me there's no example of plowing, which is a mitzvah. What happens if you have no land growing in Eretz Yisrael? Or whatever it is, you want to plow for the Omer. Isn't that a mitzvah? So you do have an example of Chodesh the mitzvah. Yet the Torah said the Chodesh the Kachat Tishbo sounds like includes mitzvah as well. How do you know to exclude mitzvah? Maybe Tishbo, maybe. Amalei said to him, no, kivan the imatza charush einu chodesh. If you already found land plowed, do you have to plow new land for the omer? No. La mitzvah. So even if you are plowing, it's not a mitzvah. Same what we said before regarding golus the sukkah, chopping tree. Bashengim ba'kotzer, even if you found barley that was harvested, you have a mitzvah to cut for the omer.
When you're cutting the wheat,
it's barley. The barley you have a mitzvah to not you have to plant it. You have a mitzvah to harvest it for the omer.
So if you found stump barley growing,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Says the tzartin v'haveisim as omer. Doesn't say anywhere.
So the chorisha doesn't have to be
no.
The same.
No. Doesn't have to be at all. No, all the pasuk says tzartin v'haveisim as omer. Only by ktzida needs to be omer. That's what he's saying here. So therefore, over there, okay, in mitzvah, if you don't have a choice, you're chayish. But it's not called a mitzvah because since in theory you don't have to do it, so even if you do it, it's only a hechsher mitzvah.
Like chopping wood for this.
Exactly, chopping wood. That's called a hechsher mitzvah, not a mitzvah. That's what he started off saying about. So this is the continued discussion. We said the Rava Yotza Ove Makas Banoi Varava Rav Tamid is the best. But my wife would say Lema Kivendi Lagama Kunti Yusvara. That if let's say the student already learned everything from the teacher no longer has mitzvah discipline. So even while the teacher is teaching him, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah that's the discipline. The mitzvah is the teacher and teda. And if he's a troublemaker, it's a discipline. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. La mitzvah is hashnami la mitzvah using a cheshbim. So why does the mitzvah say that the pot is a raya? But the point right now, you're doing it for the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Same thing by plowing, even though there's no mitzvah to plow. If we found already, barley growing good enough. But if I do it, it's a mitzvah.
Could be the same thing. Will be with chopping wood for a sukkah.
Exactly. That's what I was asking. That's what I was asking. Yeah. Exactly. If you're chopping, boards. Even if you found board, but if you're chopping new wood, it should be a mitzvah. That's his question. Based on that. So first answer is no. There's always a mitzvah to discipline your child, even after you finish learning. If you have wood, there's absolutely no mitzvah to make new wood. If you already have, you don't have to. But discipline is always a mitzvah. That's the first answer. It says, "Yaseh bincha v'nechecha," and then cholu. Hodlam Rabbi. Then Rabbi said, "La milz la me." I don't need to give this whole answer. I could have given a better answer. The pasuk is not talking about mitzvah. Tzura ktzida dumi de charisha becharisha bekatzet tishbois. So the ktzida we compare to the charisha. Ma charisha matzah charish ainu charish. Just a charisha. If you found already plowed, you don't have to. av ktsida nami. So ktsida also that only if you've already found it harvested, you don't have to harvest again. Do we say that you're now doing a Shabbos? Mashen came when it comes to Eimer, you have a mitzvah to harvest new tefuah. These are the mitzvah matzah kotzer ain't a kotzer mitzvah. And you told me that what? That if you found kotzer, there's no mitzvah. But by kotzer, there is a mitzvah. If you even found kotzer, where? By Eimer. So the raya that's different. The chodesh or kotzer teacher teaches you that the kotzer that a mitzvah, and just like the chodesh is dafka when there's no mitzvah. So kotzer, if there's a mitzvah, you don't do that on Shabbos.
So if you have to cut specifically for the urn to make do the
early, if you have to the night before,
yeah. Does that mean that you're not allowed to cut any other week until you've cut? If you're allowed to cut other.
You're allowed to cut. You're not allowed to eat.
Grain,
yeah.
But you can't eat it. You can't use it until the.
Yeah. Day. Anyway, right. We actually had that in the beginning of Pesachim. Ha'av Mishnah. Ha'av Goyla De Ben. A father hits his son and kills him. He has to go to Golos. The metric opposed. We just learned a minute ago that a father hits his son is a mitzvah and you're potter. We'll soon see. Ha'ben Goyla. If a kid hits his father, he goes to Golos. Toma B'Sheki. Hakol Goyla Yisrael. Any Yid kills another Yid, he goes to Golos. B'Yisrael Goyla. Anyone who kills, he goes to Golos. B'Yisrael Goyla. If Yisrael kills those people, he goes to Golos. Chutz Meged Toshev. If Yisrael kills a Ged Toshev, he doesn't go to Golos. And if a get toshiv, and a get toshiv, machlek is a shayim. A get toshiv kills a yid, he doesn't go to Golos. Either the get toshiv gets killed for doing it, or according to some of the shayim, he does go to Golos because they don't have the words. A get toshiv doesn't go to Golos. A get toshiv in a good letter, they get toshiv. A get toshiv doesn't go to Golos, unless he kills kills another get toshiv. If a get toshiv kills a yid, there's a machlek whether he gets killed or whether he goes to Golos as well. Depends on the gizah. Sorry? No. The machlek is if it says ger toshiv or vig ger toshiv. The continuation is a new thing. Different shayim. Says the mother, ha'av goyla de ben, a father. Vahami, you just said before, yotza ava maki b'nei. When I answered the gomme, he finished learning with him. Think about Vahami, you said before, I forgot the gomme mitzvah kavi. You said a minute ago that even if he finished learning, him still mitzvah to discipline. How can it be a father should go to Golis? Bishul yud nagri. We're talking about not to teach you tayde, to carpentry. You want to show you nagri chayusuhu, the lamde. He's teaching about panasa. And there's a mitzvah teaching panasa. Let's do Zanashi and Port Zanashi. Chayusahu, it says panasa, five lines above the white lines. Avzu mitzvah ala av lelamda. Is a mitzvah on a father to teach him Torah. Is a mitzvah on a father to give his son a panasa. The Yalfin lamid krovim apostle, be perikamid gushin, the chsib, it says, Eichai mimisha, asher ahavta, hikish umnish u chayusa liisha. That we're comparing, chayusa, we're comparing a trade, which is your panasa, to marrying a woman. Kashem sha'ovil chayv lahasiya isha, you have a mitzvah to marry with a woman, kashasiya v'kulam nechem nashim. Kach so too, is chayv lelamda umnish. You have a mitzvah to teach him umnish. So what's a chilik? The father should be potter if he's teaching, training him, apprentice. Yeah. So, anyway, right, back to the Gemara. So, what's Pshat? The Gomer the kid already learned another facht. He already learned another trade. So, there's no longer a mitzvah for the father to teach him a trade. And if he hits him now, he has no excuse. By Taita, even after he finished learning Taita, he can still discipline, you know, Yiddishkeit wise. But not for that.
So the father taught his kid to be a chimney sweep. I don't know what chimney sweeps
No, that's not.
The son's on his hand.
Teach him how to whip horses, that's right. I've been going to the of and Aminu has a question. So you tell me, yes, a kid hits his father, he goes to Golus. I don't understand. It says, Maka Nefesh Prat Lemaka Aviv. It says that only if a person kills another person does he go to Golus. But if he kills his father, he doesn't go to Golus. How do you learn that? Because only someone that if he kills him, does he end up that he's Chayiv. But if he wounds him, he's not Chayiv. But Maka Aviv, if you hit your father, you Chayiv Misa, even if you don't kill your father, if you make him a Chabura, if you make him blood, you know, a black and blue mark. You're already chayiv misa, so he's not including a pasuk. So what do you mean that a son kills his father, he goes to Golos? I would have gone to Lekasha. Hara shir rabban, taka machlek shir rabban, and goes like this. Remember that if you chayiv a double misa, we always give the stricter one. Now, if you kill somebody, you get sayif. If you kill your father, you get chenek. So is chenek stricter than sayif or not? According to Rabbi Shimon, chenek is stricter than sayif. So if you kill your father, you're going to get chenek. If you're going to get chenek, all we know golos is for sayif. How do you know golos is for stricter punishment? So the kid does not go to golos. But if you look at chamim, but if you get two double punishment, you get sayif is stricter than sayif. So therefore, the kid is no different than everybody else, and he goes to golos. Let Rav Shimon damer chenek chamor misayif shgogas sayif nita kapara shgogas sayif goes to kapara, but shgogas chenek which is stricter than kapara. You don't golos is not good enough. Therefore, with your father, since you get chenek, you don't get galus. Remember, you get a double punishment because your father's no worse than any other human being, and it's your father. Rabbi says, who said the Braisa talking about you killed your father? You know what the Braisa says? L'prat l'oise chabura ba'aviv. You only wounded your father. That there's no mitzvah sheshaygig. Salkin, I would have thought, keep the maize back tolu. I would have thought that sin's been made if he hurts his father, maize gets killed. Maybe b'sheygig should go to Golos. The Braisa is saying that if you wound your father, b'sheygig, you don't go to Golos. But if you killed your father, b'sheygig, our Mishnah clearly says you do go to Golos. There's no machlekes. The Braisa is talking about you only wounded him. We would have thought because if you wounded him deliberately, you get killed. So maybe if you wound him, b'sheygig, you should get Golos. Mashlon, no. Says the Mishnah, I said, Hakel Gurn, the Yisrael. Hakel Gurn, Yisrael. I mean, everyone, what's it coming to add? What else is there? Lashi Eved v'Kusi, that if when Eved and Kusi kill a Yid, they have to go to Golos by mistake. Tanin Elah, this we attack and support what we learn. Tell what we learn. Eved v'Kusi Goyilav. Look at Israel and Eved v'Kusi. If they kill a Yid, they have to go to Golos by mistake. Israel Goyilav. Look at the Kusi Eved and for Yid. What do you call it? Goes to Golos and he also gets 39 lashes if he does something wrong to a Kusi and an Eved. I don't understand the Yid with an Eved with lashes. Where do you get lashes? Bishleim Eved v'kusi goyla de Yisrael. And Eved v'kusi will go to Golus through a Yid. They kill a Yid by mistake. And Loike, when do they go to Loike? What do you mean? How do they get Malkus? When does an Eved v'kusi get Malkus for bothering a Yid? It goes as follows. Goyla, they go to Golus, the Kotli, they kill the Yid. But Loike, they get Malkus, the Latche. If they curse the Yid, with the Abish's name, they get Malkus, fine. El Yisrael goyle v'loike aide kusi. What does it mean? A Yid will get golus and will get lashes through a kusi and an eved. Bishleim a goyle, he gets golus. The cock, they killed him. El loike. What do you mean? Lashes for cursing? Amai the latya, he cursed. When is there an issue of cursing on a Yid equal to you, not by a kusi, and not by an eved?
So the Gemara,
El Amar
Abacha
Bayaki, going to
hate you. So would you say that if an eved is tied, it's just like a woman?
Only about klola.
Yes, I'm saying, so if you curse a woman,
no. Why is she by my amcha? Of course, she's amcha. Why is a woman amcha? Who do you marry? Yeah. The only thing we learned in Baba Kama is that she has less mitzvahs. It doesn't still amcha. Elam Rabacha Bayaka, Kigunsha, hey, Yid boy, you know we get lashes. What happens if the Yid testified, what about a case where you testified that they did an aveda which is chayv lashes, or huzim, he turned out to be a liar. So the Yid will get lashes for the goy and eved if he made up a story about a kusi or an eved, and vice versa. If they made up a story about a Yid and turned out to be not true, they'll get my lashes. What are you talking about? How can it be that an eved should be an eid? You want to come and have eved to hey by huzim, eved by the eidus, and eved can be shaykh to eidus, kusi maybe eved getting, but an eved be eidus. You know what the lashes is? If you hit somebody more than a pruta, you pay the 5 damages. But you don't get lashes because you don't do 2 punishments. But if it's less than a pruta, but there's no payment, then you get lashes. So if a yid wounds an eved or a kusi less than the value of a pruta, he gets lashes for it, and vice versa. If they
so it's kedai to hit him properly.
Oh, might as well.
I mean, you don't want to get the...
It's cheaper, it's definitely Malchus cheaper, yeah.
Very difficult.
That's what they say.
You pay Nesek Tzadik Peshem's Boshes on a $2 wound.
100%.
It costs you much less.
If you hit somebody less than Pruta, like you get Malchus. We don't compare Hakol to Klola. And we don't say that just like by Klola it says Maisa Amcha, so maybe Hakol also be Amcha. We don't say that. Because actually the Machlekes, if you compare the two or not. And we don't say that. Okay, continue tomorrow with the show.